From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. In Baghdad today, negotiations continued on a new constitution for Iraq, despite reports that talks had broken down. Sunni leaders have rejected the document, which would have granted a large degree of autonomy to the country's Kurds and Shiite Muslims. The Sunni leaders said they would urge their people to vote against the document in a referendum. Today, though, U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad met with Sunni negotiators, urging them to stay with the process. The Bush administration has put great stock in the Constitution as a way to bring Sunnis into the political process and help defeat the growing insurgency. The struggling political process in Iraq and the mounting casualties have stirred passions here at home about the course of the war. About 1,000 supporters of President Bush rallied near his ranch in Crawford, Texas today. The demonstration was a response to the weeks-long protest in Crawford by Cindy Sheehan, the Gold Star mother who was seeking a meeting with President Bush. Reporter Michael Hegarty of member station KWBU is in Crawford, and he joins me now. Michael, tell us what's going on there.
Well, the city has turned into what I've been describing as a big fairground, as people in this town of normally about 700 people in Crawford, it's just ballooned in size, people everywhere. Pro-Bush war supporters, pro-Bush supporters who have been making their way from all across the state and across the country, a group called Move America Forward, has been making their way from San Francisco all week and picking up supporters along the way. It's culminated in this huge rally of support for the war and the president and the troops.
Did President Bush address his supporters or send a message out to them?
Not so far, no.
And what about the Cindy Sheehan supporters? Are they still there?
Yes, they are along the road at Camp Casey, where they've been now for 3 weeks today. And across the street from them, on the other side of the road in another ditch, have been a group of pro-war supporters, pro-Bush supporters, who've been there all day. And they're expected to be joined here shortly by some of the leaders of this Move America Forward rally in downtown Crawford, where they are supposedly going to ask Cindy to take down the white crosses that represent the troops who have died in Iraq.
Michael, were there any disturbances between supporters on either side?
There were a couple. Someone tried to bring in an anti-war sign and was asked to leave. Another man who was a pro-war, but he had a sign that used some profanity to reference Cindy Sheehan, and he was asked to leave and refused to leave and was arrested after threatening another man.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us. Reporter Michael Hegarty of member station KWBU. We spoke to him in Crawford, Texas. Thanks, Michael.
Appreciate it.